Well, this is a tough game, a game we certainly didn't have much control over right off the start. They were in our zone pretty much from the face-off on for the first 6 minutes, 8 minutes. We chased the puck in our zone. They outshot us, I think it was 8-0 at one point, and got up early, and we started to come around after the timeout a little bit more, but really, I mean, we outshot them, but I think that's a misjudgment of the way that we played. I thought we played, we couldn't generate a whole lot. We got some shots on net. They blocked a lot of shots. We didn't get enough through. We didn't get enough traffic. And we struggled.
When you can't find the puck like that, Chloe, what do you think it is? Is it fear? Is it lack of confidence?
Can't find the puck.
The puck, and if you talked about the first 8 minutes or so, Montreal had the puck.
Well, they had the puck. You know, they were playing east and west in our zone.
You can't get it. What do you think?
Well, you got to get it stopped. That's the first thing you got to do, is you got to get it stopped. But we had a couple opportunities, even the first shift, to get it stopped and just win the battle and get it, you know, in support position and get it stopped. And then, but we didn't. We swatted, batted, reached, and against a team like that comes out, they just execute passes and they get it done, you know. And then before you know it, it's in your net, you know.
Well, is there any? Sorry.
No. Well, we had a couple. Chances are there. We didn't have a lot of great chances in the game. If you try to think, Ladd had a couple, and he had a breakaway, and had another one, a two-on-one that bobbled and stuff like that. But, you know, when you look at the chances and the scoring chances for on our team, we didn't he saw a lot of pucks. He was able to get it stopped quickly, just clear shots to the net. So either we're not getting there, we're not getting shots through. So a lot of it comes from getting shots through. We want to pound shots from the blue line where we just need to get them through. And when people are there and paying the price to screen the goalie, those are times when you got to get it through because it's the secondary shots. But if you're going to wind up and look for things, then they get in blocking lanes, and that's what they did. I mean, they blocked a lot of shots, and we helped them. That's the way that I look at it.
How are you looking at Wheeler's game? He seems to be struggling a little bit out there in the last few games.
He is. That's how I look at it. He's not playing very well.
What are you trying to do to get him on the jam?
Well, we're going to have to coach him and talk to him, you know. I see the areas, and I'll discuss it with him, and we'll decide if we want to attach some tape to it. And I mean, it's not that he's not trying, but there's areas where he needs to be better.
Is there any way to solve this issue of, you know, these poor starts?
Well, it'd be good if we start with the puck. Our faceoffs were 35% in the first period. So, again, you're getting back to where you were before, you know. And that's an area where, you know, starts, for me, start off the beginning and the momentum gets built for me. Off a good shift, off a face-off, off playing the offensive zone, off contact, off winning battles, and that's how momentum builds. And when you don't have that, you're on your heels. And that's what we've done a fair bit.
See any A games from your squad tonight?
Not many. You could pick them.
Penalties tonight, is that just undisciplined, or is that just from effort of trying to make something?
No, I think the penalties, I mean, you can argue all you want, but when you're reaching, and we talked about it between periods twice, when you're reaching for people, whether you're reaching with your hands or reaching with a stick on people's hands or sticks, you're going to get called, and we got called. Just, you know, these are things that we don't need to do to create problems, you know. You're taking your own momentum if you've got any away, and we did it a few times tonight.
Well, did you see a little more creativity and maybe confidence in Mark Scheifele's game tonight?
I thought Mark Scheifele was pretty good. I thought he created some chances. He got the chance early around the goalie, and I thought he played a pretty hard game. For me, he was good in the game.
On that first goal against your line, kind of got caught out there for about a minute 40. Does that provide a teaching moment at all when you go over?
Well, the one we were in our end?
Yeah.
Well, it's a pretty tough place to change. You know, teaching moment. Well, the teaching moment would be, how do you get it stopped? That would be the thing. But you got to give them credit. They moved the puck around. They moved it quick, and they played east and west. So now you're stretching here and there. And
okay, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.